Thank you. Councillors, ladies and gentlemen, for attending tonight's council meeting, please remain standing for the opening prayer and reconciliation statement, which is item number one on tonight's agenda. The opening prayer reads, Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
The reconciliation statement declares that Melton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with its Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants past and present. Thank you everyone, you may be seated. Councillors, moving our attention to agenda item number two, apologies and leave of absence.
No apologies this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Sorey. Item number three, changes to the order of business.
No change, Madam Mayor.
Item number four, deputations.
And we have no deputations this evening.
Item number five, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor. Item number six, adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Councillor Ramsay.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 12th of September 2016 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a councillor who would like to second?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do I have any councillor who opposes? I declare the motion carried. Item number seven, Record of Assembly of Councillors. 7.1, Record of Assembly of Councillors in accordance with Section 80A/1 of the Local Government Act 1989. And we have a recommendation here before us. Would any councillor like to move that recommendation? Councillor Cugliari.
Madam Mayor, that the record of the Assembly of Councillors dated the 12th of September, 3rd of October and 10th of October to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have any councillor who opposes? I declare the motion carried. Item number eight, correspondence inward. 8.1, parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor. I've actually received two letters here. One is from the Honourable Lisa Neville, MP, Minister for Police, and it's regarding the police resources, the response she has given us in regards to the police resources in Caroline Springs. And she has started off her letter by thanking us for the correspondence on the 8th of August 2016. She continues by saying, "We all want our communities to feel safe. I will continue to work with the Victoria Police and local communities like Melton, like Caroline Springs and Melton to make sure that happens. I acknowledge Council's interest for a 24-hour police main hub at Caroline Springs. I am assured that the local community continues to receive a 24-hour policing response from across the Melton Police Service area from the Melton and Caroline Springs police stations. As you are aware, the local police response includes the Crime Investigation Unit and the Highway Patrol. The Caroline Springs Police Complex is already the headquarters for North West Region Division 3. Divisional police resources stationed at the Caroline Springs Police Station service the entire division and include the Divisional Intelligence Unit, proactive police officers including youth resource officers and community liaison officers, the family violence team and a corrections unit that services the local prisons. She continues by saying, I believe we need to see more police out on the front line, and that's why in the most recent state budget, we announced the public safety package with an additional 406 police officers and 52 support personnel. 300 of these new police will be general duties frontline police deployed across Victoria. In addition, the recruitment and deployment of 400 police custody officers will free up more sworn police officers to work in their communities. And this is from the Honourable Lisa Neville, MP, Minister for Police. There is another letter here also in response, the correspondence from Honourable Darren Chester MP, Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, dated the 1st of September 2016. and it reads, "Thank you for your letter dated 14th of June 2016 regarding the upgrade of the Western Highway from Caroline Springs to Melton. The Minister has asked me to reply on his behalf. I regret the delay in response. The Australian Government has committed nearly $6.7 billion towards land transport infrastructure in Victoria from 2013-14 to 2019-20. This includes the $1.5 billion transport infrastructure package announced by the Prime Minister in April 2016. The package, which includes a $345 million rural and regional roads package, will fund additional projects in Melbourne and regional Victoria and is conditional on the Victorian Government agreeing to provide matching funding. While I note your support to upgrade the Western Highway from Caroline Springs to Melton, it has not yet been identified as a funding priority by the Victorian Government. I therefore encourage you to make representations with the Victorian Government about this project. Yours sincerely, Ben Hindmarsh, Chief of Staff." Councillors, we have a recommendation that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted. Do I have a councillor to move this?
Madam Mayor, I'll move the recommendation that the parliamentarian departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do I have any councillor who opposes? I declare the motion carried. Agenda number 9, petitions and joint letters.
No, Madam Mayor.
Agenda item number 10, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting.
No business held over, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. And item number 11, public question time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have received two public questions this evening, both from Mr. David O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor is in the gallery. His first question reads, "This month marks the 8th anniversary of the fire which destroyed the historical Diggers Rest Hotel. The community of Diggers Rest remain divided on this issue and a resolution does not seem forthcoming anytime soon. Would Council please provide an understanding of the requirements of Council to undergo a rebuild, and would a rebuild satisfy all planning requirements for our hotel, bistro and bottle shop to conduct its business at this location?" The Acting General Manager of Planning and Development, David Caligari, will provide a response.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Through you, Madam Mayor. In order for Council to consider a rebuild of the Diggers Rest Hotel, the owner would need to provide plans of a potential redevelopment for assessment by Council. Given the length of time that has expired since the hotel was burnt down, any existing use right has expired, and under current zoning of the land, the use of land for a hotel is prohibited. However, the presence of a heritage overlay control on this site would allow Council to consider an application for a rebuild of a hotel, bistro and bottle shop on the site, because a heritage overlay control in the Melton Planning Scheme identifies the site as one where prohibited uses may be permitted subject to a permit, and provided that any rebuild will not adversely affect the significance of the heritage place, and the benefit obtained from the use of the land for a hotel can be applied towards the conservation of the heritage place. Council officers would be happy to engage in further discussion with the owner or other interested parties about a potential rebuild of the hotel, provided such proposal will not compromise the historic integrity of the heritage value of the site. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Second question from Mr. O'Connor this evening reads, "There are currently some misconceptions amongst residents regarding the development of a shopping precinct for Diggers Rest. According to Council, the future growth of Diggers Rest Township is confined by the urban growth boundary, which is in its current form will allow the township to grow to around 14,000 residents. The developers are promoting a full-line supermarket, specialty retail shops, and a tavern and entertainment precinct, with the current forecast opening date for the supermarket to be December 2017, and it provides the website. It would seem that the projected population catchment of 14,000 would fall short of the required catchment of 20,000 to sustain a full-line supermarket. In consultation with the developers, They remain hopeful of a store opening in 2019. Would Council please provide an estimate or an estimation of the projected population growth for Diggers Rest to the end of December 2019, based on the current level of new rateable properties being created, and is this consistent with the original growth target for Diggers Rest? Maurie Heaney, General Manager, Community Services, will respond.
Thank you, Mr O'Connor, for your question again. First of all, Council, along with other local government authorities, utilise a firm called Forecasting ID, and that's to give us information on our projected population growth, existing, as in now and in the future, and other data as far as demographic information. So we've been using that for some years, as do a lot of the other councils, especially the growth councils. Currently, we estimate that Diggers Rest is around about 2,460, based on our information provided, and it's projected to grow to 2019, as per your question, to around about 3,230, is what the information's telling us at this stage. That's the target rate we've got at the minute, and that's the information from ID Consulting. So it's steady as you go in Diggers Rest, but the population will continue to accelerate. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
And that concludes public questions this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Tory. Councillors, drawing our attention to agenda number 12, presentation of staff reports. 12.1, authorisation of affixing the common seal of council.
Madam Mayor, if I may, could I ask for that recommendation to just be put?
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a councillor to second this?
I'll second it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have any councillor who opposes? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 12.2, community funding outcomes 2015-16, and this will be presented by Mr Murray Heaney, General Manager for Community Services. Thank you, Mr Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Councillors, and for the goal, this is just an overview to provide you the outcomes of the funding schemes that Council's involved with for over the term 2015-2016. The Council, via its Community Funding Program, provides support for the development of community-led initiatives. The program includes council-funded grants and community benefits funds from venue partners. Those venue partners are the Club at Caroline Springs and Harness Racing Victoria, or Tabcorp Park. They are administered by council and council officers. The provision of the community grant values the contribution of local residents and community groups in enhancing local community wellbeing and, of course, connectedness within the community. If I can refer the councillors and the gallery to, I suppose, the best detail is probably on page 16 and 18. I won't go through every individual grant. They're appended to the report. But basically, in the term of 2015 and 16, there was around $427,000 available, comprising of $184,000 in council monies, if you like, or grants, and $243,000 in community benefit funds from those venue partners illustrated earlier on. The appended document gives you an indication of all the grants that have been provided, and on page 18 it gives you an illustration of how many and goes into the individuals, as I said, later on in the agenda. But around about 55 grants were provided under the Community Grants Program, and around about 31, I suppose, with our venue partners, and they're broken up on page 18. So, councillors, as I said, on pages 20 and through to the end of the agenda is every detail of grant that went out to individuals or groups during that term, and that gives you a breakdown as illustrated. The recommendation to the council is obviously to receive and note the outcome of the Community Grants Funding Program for the term of 15-16, the financial year, as presented, as indicated in Appendix 1. And the recommendation 2 is to receive and note the outcomes of the Club Caroline Springs and HRV Victoria funding programs, as detailed again in the Appendix 1. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this agenda item? Do I have a councillor to move this item?
Madam Mayor, I'll move the item.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Andrew. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 12.3, Annual Report 2015/16, and this will be presented by Mr. Peter Bean, General Manager for Corporate Services. Thank you, Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I present to Council this evening, as has been stated by you, Madam Mayor, the Melton City Council Annual Report for the year 2015-2016. As has happened at the ordinary meeting of Council in October of every year, it's a requirement that we present it at this meeting, following it being submitted to the Minister and public notice being given of that matter. It is required to be submitted to the Minister by the 30th of September in every given year. The Local Government Act requires us to prepare an annual report, and it specifies that the report must contain a report of Council's operations during the year and their specific criteria set out within that subset of what must appear in the operations for the year. It also requires audited financial statements for the financial year and an audited performance statement as well. It must be submitted, as I stated previously, to the Minister for the Local Government by the 30th of September, and Council has achieved this requirement by producing a desktop version of the report. We have once again chosen not to produce a glossy printed version of the annual report, and instead we can produce an electronic version which is available on Council's website for people to download. Likewise, too, where hard copies are requested, we can produce these in-house. And of course the annual report is also available on compact disc should anyone have the need to require one in that format. As far as consultation for this is concerned, Madam Mayor, we prepared it all in-house. We advertised on the 27th of September in the local circulating newspaper that it was out for public exhibition seeking any comments, and also that it will be discussed at this meeting of Council. We made it available at both the Melton and Caroline Springs Library Civic Centres as well as the Melton Council Civic Centre for people to make comment. There were no submissions received. With this in mind, Madam Mayor, I submit for Council's consideration the recommendation that Council adopt the annual report 2015-16 as presented and attached to this agenda as Appendix 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this item? Do I have a councillor to move this item?
Please move it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'd like to second that. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Agenda item number 12.4, Merrill Charity Fund Special Committee Minutes, and this is presented by Mr. Peter Bean, General Manager for Corporate Services. Thank you, Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I present the minutes of the Special Committee for the Merrill Charity Fund. At the ordinary meeting of Council held in August of 2016, Council formally established a charity fund as a special committee of Council in accordance with Section 86 of the Local Government Act 1989. That special committee, or the council resolution for the special committee, actually delegated the power set out in the terms of reference that were adopted by council in May of this year for it to undertake the process of seeking interest from relevant parties to access those funds, and also for a relevant committee to assess as a panel the validity of those applications and to distribute the funds accordingly. The Mayor exercised her annual discretion to provide a Merrill Charity Fund instead of a Merrill Ball, which was her right to do so, and an amount of $20,000 was allocated in the Council's budget for distribution of funds. In addition to that, external funding was received for this purpose as well and became available for the disbursement by the committee to third parties applying through the publicly advertised process. This is the second time that the Mayor, or certainly Mayor Majlik, has undertaken the Charity Fund donation scheme. For this particular year, the fund consequently distributed $30,408 to 17 community groups in total. The $20,000 was allocated from Council's budget, and there were two other bodies that donated funds, $11,000 being provided through both Westwater Hotel to the sum of $8,000 and Woodley Development for $3,000. On page 151 is a breakdown of the community groups that were successful in receiving a cheque at the cheque presentation evening held on the 8th of September at the Caroline Springs Gallery in Caroline Springs. The Minutes for the four relevant meetings are attached as Appendix 1, 2, 3 and 4. They are dated 25 May, 22nd June, 20 July and August 23rd, and they are attached for Council's adoption on the basis that the terms of reference require this. Madam Mayor, it is with this in mind that I present the recommendation as set out on page 150. The Council note the minutes of the 2006 Mayoral Charity Fund Special Committee meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any councillor require any further clarification in regards to this item? I would like to actually move a slight amendment to item number 12.4, in that the recommendation read, one, that council note the minutes of the 2016 Merrill Charity Fund Special Committee meetings, and number two, the list of recipients for the 2012/2013 Merrill Charitable Fund, as well as the amount of funds those recipients received, be included as an appendix to this report. And councillors, if there is a councillor to second, I'd like to just briefly speak on this motion. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'll second it, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Can I just thank councillors for their support in regards to the Merrill Charitable Fund? It has certainly been a wonderful journey during my 2 years as Mayor to initiate such a fund that directly contributes back into the community. I'd like to thank Westwaters and Woodley for their donations as well, which we could obviously fund more community groups with their extra funding. And I'd also like to thank the community groups who have applied as well, but most of all my fellow councillors for supporting me in this initiative. Thank you, councillors. Moving on to agenda number 13, reports from delegates appointed to other bodies, and these are the committees that the councillors sit on, basically to represent as a councillor. So let's start off with Councillor Dunn.
Nothing to report due to caretaker mode. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Cugliari.
Nil.
Councillor Bentley.
This seems to be rather quick. Nil, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Turner.
No, I'm not going to say no. I attended the Regional Advisory Committee on the 13th of the 9th, and also the CULDAC, which is the Cultural Linguistics, good for me, Diverse Committee, Advisory Committee, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor Carley.
Neil for me, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say Neil too, but I can't. The Lead West Strategic Workshop was held all day, and it was a think tank about the direction going forward in that regard. Both the CEO and myself have got documentation if any councillor is interested in reading it, especially over the caretaker period. It's quite voluminous. We met with, during Interface Week, the CEO and myself attended a number of different delegations to ministers. We met with the Premier, the Minister for Local Government, Minister D'Ambrosio, Mary Woolridge, and a few other independents that I can't think of off the top of my head, but it was quite eventful letting them know what the West was all about and giving them a list of our priorities and our needs. Not our wants, our needs. RoadSafe Westgate I went to, and also the Lead West Board meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. And I actually attended a couple as well. The Community Safety Committee, we spoke about the events being held at Council's neighbourhood houses during Community Safety Month, particularly during Children's Week, which is, I believe, next week, the last week of October. And Children's Week events are being held on the 25th and 27th of October. Victoria Police and Melton Council have arranged to have community and road safety information available at the events, including child restraint fittings and number plate anti-theft fittings. We also had a bit of a presentation from our representative from the Department of Justice. He spoke about the Department of Justice and Regulations Victims Assistance Program and Hotline, and this service currently operates from Melton Police Station with the aim of providing counselling services to support people impacted by violent crime. I also attended the Disability Advisory Committee, where we had an update on the development of 5 Mackenzie Street, a fantastic and much-needed $3.2 million redevelopment for Council's aged care services, which looks to be opening hopefully in the next, well, by the end of this year anyway, in the next couple of months. We were also presented with the updated Guide to Disability and Aged Services, which is a very popular information booklet with lots of valuable contact numbers and service providers to help our residents who live with a disability to contact certain service providers and different agencies. And there is a soft copy available on our website, as well as a hard copy for those of us who like hard copies, at the front counter, at Council's front counter desk. And the Carers Expo, I'll mention this in because I'm the chair of the Disability Advisory Committee, and this was a fantastic event. The weather held out, which was really, really good. It's an extremely popular event with our residents, as well as a lot of people from other municipalities come in, and as well as service providers. Fantastic event. And we always get complimented by how Melton City Council is so proactive in providing these expos to our residents who live with a disability, as well as their carers. So a big thank you to Coral Cromiri. Mr Heaney, please pass that on to Coral and her team, with another exceptional job that she has made for the Carers Expo. Thank you, councillors. And may I just remind members of the gallery, it has been a short month, so that's why a lot of the councillors haven't had many committee meetings, as well as it being caretaker period as well. Moving along to agenda number 14, councillor representations and acknowledgements. We've got a slightly different agenda today. As you know, it is our last chamber meeting for this term as this council. 14.1 says, entitled Address by Mayor and Presentation to Deputy Mayor. I think I should rise for this one. So, yeah, as I mentioned, today is our final ordinary meeting of council for the 2012-2016 term. And I'd just like to take this opportunity, first of all, to thank my fellow councillors, not just for the past year, for their support and dedication to me as a mayor, but also for the past 4, 8 and some of the councillors even more than 8 years. I've been on council for 8 years, but I know that there's 2 councillors that have been here much longer than that. I'd like to thank them for their dedication and their passion for the community. I wish all my fellow councillors all the best for the upcoming elections, and hope that I will join you for another term on council. It's been a real true honour and joy to serve with this fellow, with our group. I think we work fantastically together. We achieved a lot during the last 4 years, and I believe that we should all be very, very proud of what we have achieved for this municipality, for Melton City Council, and for our residents. To Councillor Dunn, it has been a pleasure working with you for the Cambridge ward. As we know, Councillor Dunn is not recontesting her position as councillor. She is stepping down, so I wish you all the very best in your future endeavours, and your smile and great sense of humour will certainly be missed. Thank you for all your dedication and hard work for the last 4 years as well for the residents. I'd also like to thank our CEO and executive team, as well as all the Melton Council staff. Your support has been greatly appreciated, and your dedication to Melton City Council and its residents is well recognised. To the members of the gallery, thank you for attending. All the regulars that come here month after month, thank you for supporting us as councillors and for attending our council meetings. And also to the rest of our residents, thank you for allowing me the privilege and honour in serving as a councillor and mayor. It has truly been an amazing journey. I would also like to make a special acknowledgement and thank you to my Deputy Mayor, Councillor Quagliari, for all her hard work and support this past year in my term as Mayor. It has been a pleasure serving with you as my fellow councillor. Thank you for your advice that you have given me along my journey, and for being there when I needed your support. With this, I'd like to present you with a gift from this council in recognition of your work as Deputy Mayor.
which I've got. Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. This is on behalf of the council. And I would also, in honour of my appreciation for all your hard work, I'd like to present you with a gift from me personally in appreciation of your capacity and what the role that you have filled as my deputy. So this is from me. And please, no tears. With that, councillors, I move to agenda item 14.2, presentation to outgoing mayor. I'm not sure who's doing it.
Councillor Cugliari.
Oh, Councillor Cugliari.
Now it's my turn.
No tears.
I didn't bring any tissues, so I can't cry. Madam Mayor, on behalf of my fellow councillors, we are truly thankful for your support and leadership. During your journey as mayor, you have strived, improved, and achieved full potential. In fact, that is success. Your professionalism, passion, and dedication to our municipality and its people is much appreciated. Madam Mayor, thank you for your hard work and commitment, and as a team, we always aim to make this community a great place to live, work, and play. To the Major League family, I know they're not here tonight, Amy and Andrew, thank you for your patience. Please accept this small gift on behalf of Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Carley and Councillor Bentley and myself. This one here.
Thank you.
And I do have another one, and this is on behalf of your fellow councillors and also the staff at the council.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much to my fellow councillors for this lovely gift, and also for the council staff and all the councillors as well for my two lovely gifts. Thank you very much. I feel very humbled. And I appreciate it. I almost feel like I'm undeserving because it's something that I love to do. So to be rewarded in such a way for something that you love doing and you're very passionate about, is just a bonus. So it has been a true honour and privilege to serve with my fellow councillors, and I do truly, sincerely hope that we all get re-elected. And like I said, Councillor Dunn, you will be missed. Your humour and your smile will be certainly missed. Councillors, I hope we've got some happier news. I feel a little bit teary, but 14.3, public address by each councillor. And I'll start off with... Oh, sorry, Councillor Ramsey.
Would the outgoing deputy like to say something?
Oh, yes, thank you, Councillor... Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Cugliari.
I think I've said all the words that I needed to say. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, for this year of following...
No, to the rest, for being deputy. I know you've acknowledged the mayor, but you're going out as deputy, so would you like to say something?
Oh, thank you to my fellow councillors. We've worked well together as a team. Like I said before in my speech, you know, we're here to make this into a better municipality and making it a better place to live, work and play. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, agenda item 14.3, public address by each councillor, and I will start off with Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As usual, it's a fantastic place to be a councillor in Melton because there's so much happens and so much we get invited to. So I've got a couple of things, even though we're in caretaker mode. On the 14th of the 9th, I attended Kanjong Primary School for principal for the day, which was a fantastic day. I actually worked with a couple of the classes, and we did the council survey, which is asking the public what they want Melton to be in 20 years. And we did it with a couple of the classes, and we've got some really good outcomes, and that's been fed back to council of what the primary school kids would like in Melton in 20 years' time. So that was a good day. On the 14th of the 9th, I attended the Witten Project graduation programme, and 9 of our up-and-coming young leaders were there on the night, and they had achieved the programme, so they had their presentations on the night. On the 14th of the 9th, during the day, I attended the opening of our new Melton South United Church Opportunity Shop, and they've done really well. I don't know how they managed it. The priest's pretty good, or the minister. They had this bit of land where they were on, and it wasn't really up to much, and the new developer needed them to move, so he built them a brand new place. And they've, in exchange for that, they've donated back their land for a car park, and they've got a brand new Uniting op shop. It's just amazing. If anybody wants to go and have a look, it's worth a look. It's fantastic. It's going to be a really good centre. As I said on the day, it's another heart for the centre of Melton. It's going to be really good there. The Sports Night Awards, I was late. You guys were all there. That was because I was at the Witten Project. Of course, Citizenship Ceremony, which you led. On the 27th, I attended the Melton South Community Centre AGM. And on the 28th, the Get Activated programme that we run during the school holidays for the kids. And that's always a great programme. And I take my hat off to Margaret Zaff and her team for the work they do for that. Some of this. The Moodley opening of the Smart 20 we all attended was another great day. So looks like being a fantastic site out there for our community. The seniors dance. I think that's about the 6th year I've been here. I don't know what they're trying to tell me. But I'm booking the seat for future. So to make sure I get my table. So that was a good night. Tony Pantino, as usual, did trip to light fantastic, and everybody has a great time on that night. Attended the Willows Quilting Group exhibition. It's a bit unfair, but my wife actually won the raffle, so she got this beautiful quilt. I hope it wasn't fixed. No, I'm only kidding. I know it wasn't fixed. And the Platypus Festival, I was just there for a little while because I had to leave Melton on the day, but that was another great thing for Melton. And as I say, being a council in Melton is fantastic because we get invited to so many different things. There's so much happens in our community that normal public don't know about because they don't get involved in the community like we do. I think there's probably 10 or 20% of the people in Melton get involved in the community, and they know about all this stuff. But the other 80% miss out on so much stuff. And finishing up, I'd just like to thank my fellow councillors, and good luck to everybody in the race. Thank you to the staff who've supported us over the last 4 years. I'd like to thank our PAs at the back, Bobby McKenzie, who's come to bid us all farewell, for all the work she's done keeping us moving as the year goes on. Yeah. And also, please take our thanks back to Emma as well. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I have two events that I'd like to report on. The first one was the Diggers Rest Safety Forum. Like some of the other suburbs, Diggers Rest also had a safety forum, which was great, and it was actually nice to see some new faces there, obviously some new residents that have moved in from Bloomdale. The other event was the Melton Sports Awards, the 2016 Melton Sports Awards. I just want to say again, huge congratulations to the Diggers Rest Junior Football Netball Club, who won Club of the Year, and congratulations to all the other individuals and clubs that also won on that evening. And just to finish off, Madam Mayor, as it is our last meeting, and if I don't return, which I hope I do, but just in case, I just want to say a huge thank you as well to Mr. Tory, Mr. Bean, Mr. Shannon, if he was here, Mr. Heaney, for your support and your guidance during these 4 years. To the managers, to the PA, Barb and Emma have been absolutely fantastic. My fellow councillors, I know we've had some hard times, and we love debating, but I think that's what's made us work really well as a council. And like I've said previously, there's one thing that we have in common, and that is that we really do have the community's best interests at heart. So thank you. Thank you to the gallery members that I see the same faces every month. Thank you. And I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Melton City Council Sports Awards night. Enough's been said. I'm just going to reel through these, and then I want to say my thank yous. The Community Road Safety Forum, the Citizenship Ceremony, Pop Culture, the Nylon Zoo during school holidays. My goodness, can you come up with anything? Sorry, Mr. Bean, could your department come up with anything more ingenious than that? A whale sitting on the Caroline Springs lawn, and the kids went in there to listen to story time. That was sensational. The Melton South AGM, get activated down in Melton South, the secondary college. That was a real treat, and to the staff that organised that during school holidays, both in Caroline Springs and at the town centre here. Thank them dearly, because so many kids actually got something really great to do. The Premier was at Woodley to launch their Smart Learning Hub, and Madam Mayor was up there with him pressing the button, so well done. I filled in for Madam Mayor for customised training, and there was about 35 graduates in the fields of disability, teachers' assistants in schools, and quite a few other areas, landscaping, and I can't think of the other ones, but they were all really fantastic, and it was great to see. The seniors' dinner dance, and I don't think you qualify for a membership, Councillor Turner, you're still too young. The Willows Quilting Exhibition was a real treat, and you walk away frustrated because you think, how clever are they? How many hours do they put into one quilt? It's absolutely sensational. Platypus Festival, Madam Mayor, I'll let you talk about that one, but it gets bigger and better every year. There was Pop Culture Lakeside Alive, but I think the wind got the better of us that day. I think the wind almost blew us into Werribee, but that's okay. The Caroline Springs Rotary Busy Feet Concert, I'll let you touch on that one, but it's the best concert going around. So if anyone gets a chance, it's gold coin donation, and you will never miss it, I'm telling you now. The end of year presentations for Mustang Hockey Club, I'll let Councillor Bentley talk about those. And also the pre-season Ainsbury CFA annual dinner that was held on Saturday night. Now, I actually want to start in reverse order. I'll start with the community first. Isn't it great to see the Caroline Springs Scouts here, first Scouts? Well done. Thank you for coming out this evening. To our regular gallery goers, where would we be without you? Each and every one of you provide a sounding board and a resource for each and every one of us. And so for the 15 years I've been on council, I don't think many of you have missed it, so thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. To our executive PA and Em as well, where would we be? They turn us around, put us in the right direction and let us go. And then they tell us off when we're not there on time. But that's okay. Without you guys, I think we'd be lost. Who else can I get to now? I've done that. Okay, our staff. 365 days of the year, they provide an incredible service. They answer phones, they deliver quality council services, and we often get the benefits from it. In fact, I think I've plagiarised most of my staff's doing on my pamphlets for the last couple of elections, especially this one. To the executive, a lot's been said, but the four gentlemen at the top of the table, sorry, David, who's filling in for Luke quite capably, we all would be lost without you. Your advice is timely, and it's always, if you don't know, you'll go away and find it for us, and your guidance is second to none, and we really, really appreciate it. To the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor, where would we have been without you guys this year? You made a formidable female team, not as good as the team the year before, female team, that is, but you were absolutely sensational, and we really appreciate your steadfast, your stoic approaches, and your dedication to the community. To my fellow councillors who are contesting the race, good luck to the finish line. Let's go, guys. There's lots of people out there that want to knock us off, but as long as they're as keen and as passionate to,
for the community is what my fellow colleagues are, then good luck to them, because we have had an exceptional year and I believe that all seven of us should have stayed on. To the one in the red over there, or the pink, who was my deputy mayor a year and a bit ago, she's been, incredible. She was at everything. She helped me through so much, and she will be sadly missed. Nola, you're a fabulous lady, a great friend, and a brilliant counsellor, and I can't thank you enough for everything you do. And I think that's it. So hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. If I don't, there's a spot over there for me, don't you? That's right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I too attended the Sports Night Award held at the Caroline Springs Library, and I also attended the Woodley opening of Smart Community Learning Hub. I had a pretty light on time. So I want to speak, of course, because this is my final time. I'm the only one that knows my future. All you guys have no idea, so I wish you all good luck. And I do thank you for making my last journey very smooth, because this has definitely put me out of my comfort zone. I would never have thought I would have done this 5 years ago. So to any of those youngsters that think you can't do anything, you certainly can. You just got to put your mind to it. You've got to have the backing of people behind you. But just the more challenges you're given, the more you should be determined to break through and prove everyone else wrong that you can actually do it. I also want to thank the staff. Of course, I've already had my thank yous last week, and the gallery, of course, you guys. Every time you turn up, it's great to see the same faces. It's a shame that we've got nearly 140,000 residents and we don't get more come to listen, because when I read some of the candidate statements, I'm afraid, and I probably can say this, that most of them have no idea what actually happens in council, because they promise things that they don't realise that council's already advocating for or trying their hardest to get through. Also, don't forget Heritage Week. I will be back, but probably not in the same capacity. So please, residents, don't forget Heritage Week. To me, is very important. It's my passion. Thank you very much for my fellow councillors. As I said, making my journey smooth. I have had a good time. It's been very learning, a very steep curve for me. I'm probably the best advocate council can have now. I'm like a reformed smoker. I used to bag the hell out of you guys, but now I've seen the other side of the fence. I see the hard work and determination, and we do try their hardest. The staff certainly put their 100% in, and I think that's what drove me so hard, because I thought at every event I turned to, I would go to, there would be the same staff, and I thought they put the hours in, I'm elected, I should be putting in the hours too. So I tried to make sure that I was determined to do that. So thank you very much. I have enjoyed the journey, and you never know, after 4 years I might come back. So thank you.
Councillor,
and thank you for the kind words everyone said too.
Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've actually got a plaque here presented to Melton City Council in appreciation of your generous and loyal support of our sub-branch and its members. We wish to recognise the Council's outstanding commitment to our memorial glass panel. That's the Vietnam Veterans Melton sub-branch, and I'll present that to you,
Thank
Madam
you,
Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. And what a beautiful plaque it is, certainly. Councillor Cugliari, before you do speak, I just wanted to thank the Vietnam veterans for that beautiful... is it a cenotaph? Memorial piece out there with the Australian flag and all the fallen soldiers. It is a magnificent piece of artwork, and also a wonderful dedication to our fallen soldiers. So thank you to the Vietnam veterans. It's a beautiful, beautiful plaque and a beautiful beautiful memorial outside.
And just one more thing, Madam Mayor. Yes. And I think this is what Councillor Ramsey was asking from before. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank the community. I have met some amazing and dedicated people in this municipality. It is a real eye-opener. Mr. Tory, executives, managers and PAs, a big thank you for your continual help, support and answering the numerous questions I put forward to you, to Madam Mayor and my fellow councillors, some I've known for 2 years, 4 years, 8 years and 12 years. Thank you for your patience. Yes, we have had some good meetings, good meeting nights and not so good. But at the end of the day, we all wanted what was best for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's been 18 months and you still pick on me, making me go last.
No, I'm actually last.
So, first of all, it's been acknowledged that it's fantastic to see the same faces month in, month out, but it's even better to see some new faces in the gallery. So, I was going to ask two questions. The first one's already been answered. I thought you were Caroline Springs from the neckerchiefs, but have I got the sleeves right that you're venturers? Fantastic. The next best thing is you pick the best meeting in the 4 years to come through, because this one's relatively quick. So if you come to another, don't expect it to be over in an hour. But please do come back. It's great to see these faces in the gallery. But thank you, as I said, to the others who have been here for the past 18 months that I've seen here and got to know. So one event that I wanted to talk about was the Platypus Festival. It was a fantastic event that was held last weekend. I'm right, yeah, or the weekend before last, about 8 days ago. Every year it's a great turnout. It was great to see that the sun was out, kids having fun, looking at the environment, seeing what could be done with a little bit of hard work to clean up the area. Because I remember that area as a kid going down there and all it was a paddock and weeds. And now it's a great place for Melton to cherish. But while I was there, I was taking the opportunity, and I'd like to give a thanks to our SES. I was having a chat to them on the Saturday before. And that was before the Sunday where we had all that wind coming through. And I was chatting to them going, it's going to be a big day for you, those sorts of things. And these people are out there, they're out in their orange suits, and you see them every so often going, oh, yeah, the SES. But like we talk about the police, the fire and the ambulance, but these are the guys who are there. You need something, trees falling down in the house, that's who you call. They're on call 24/7, like everybody else. And it's just fantastic to see those volunteers out there doing a great job. So I'd just like to thank, unfortunately there's no members here, but I'd like to thank them on the record for the work that they do. Coming up soon is the Jarawarra Festival. So it's great to see that we have festivals in our community, so get out there and see it. It's a fantastic event. We've got some great event talking to our Peter Bean and your team do some great work. You've put on another great event looking at the headline acts. So it's going to be a great day. Get down there. Get, enjoy. Number three, what have I got here? Get out there and vote. Voting closes 21st of this month, so if you haven't exercised your democratic right, and make sure you get your postal ballot back in before Friday, or Thursday by 5 p.m, so it's in the post for the next day. So make sure you do that. So on to that, and let's talk about the last 18 months that I've had. Staff, everyone says you're fantastic. You are. Keep doing what you do. It's fantastic. So, to my fellow, I don't need to say more. Everybody says stuff about you. You're all good. Thanks to Barb over there, too. And Emma, but she's not here. But Barb, it's good to see you come out to a council meeting and see me smile. To my fellow councillors, it's been a great 18 months. Great ride. Hopefully we get to do it again. I'm the newbie of the group. Thanks for all taking me under your wing and telling me what to do. I probably ignored it anyway. But it's great that you actually look after me, and thanks for your help and support over the past 18 months. To my friend, two doors down, it's unfortunate that you're not contesting the ballot. You are an asset to this council, and you are going to be sadly missed. Enjoy life. I'm sure you'll have a lot more fun than being here. All the best, whatever the future holds. Good luck. Thank you.
councillors. I did want to just say a few events that I attended, and I won't mention the ones that councillors have already mentioned, but I did attend the Chinese Mid-Autumn Festival hosted by the Melton Chinese Friendship Group, and this was a multicultural event well attended by other culturally and linguistically diverse community groups. It was certainly a celebration of food, festivities and lots of fun. It is a traditional Chinese event that has been held for many hundreds of years, and it was great to experience it with our residents. I also attended the Chilean Independence Celebration event hosted by the Chilean Club of Victoria, and this too was a wonderful and colourful event with lots of dancing, music and traditional Chilean food. And it was great to be able to celebrate the different cultures and nationalities we have within our municipality. The President as well as the members of the Chilean Club of Victoria were thankful to Melton Council as they are in the current process of building their new home here within our municipality. And if all goes to plan, they are hoping to celebrate their next Chilean Independence Celebration event in their new home in Ravenhall. So I wish them all the best. I think it was the month of multicultural festivals, as I attended with Councillor Turner, and I think he's forgotten about this, the Onam Festival, and it was hosted by the Ustav Malayali Samaj Community Group, and this too was filled with lots of colours and traditional dance, song and music. And what a wonderful event shared by many residents within our community as well as surrounding areas. The Melton Busy Feet Concert, Platypus Festival, Woodley Opening of Smart Communities. I also attended the Positive Partnership Program Autism Workshop. It was a great workshop highlighting the different ways that children with autism cope within their environment and how parents and carers can also implement strategies to make their lives a little bit easier and better. Lakeside Senior College Encore End of Year Exhibition at Caroline Springs Gallery, and what an amazing event this is. If you do get a chance, have a look at the gallery at Caroline Springs. The Lakeside Seniors, I think it's year 11 and 12, have got fantastic artwork there. It was just mind-blowing to see the amazing work that's within our community as well as within our local schools as well. I attended the Christ the Priest Lapathon fundraiser, and it's always a great event with this school. The children can raise money as well as keep fit, so that was great. Well done to all the parents and teachers for assisting on the day. And yes, councillors, I did walk a few laps. Not the full entire half an hour, but I did walk a few laps. I also attended the ALGWA end of term, so that's the Australian Local Government Women's Association end of term celebration event, and this was a great event celebrating the end of term for female councillors. And there is still only 33% of female representation in Victorian councils, and it seems that this number has not changed, with the female nominations remaining the same as in previous years. We have been blessed with females on this council. Let's hope that it continues at the next coming elections. And who cannot forget Grand Final? Go the Doggies. I must make mention of the wonderful outcome of the Grand Final. Well done to the Doggies. It was a nail-biter of a game and enjoyed by all Victorians, I am sure. I also attended the Sports Award and the Diggers Rest Community Safety Forum. And I also have... I would like to also acknowledge Caroline Springs Scout Group. Thank you for attending. I also have a certificate that I'd like to present. And this is a special certificate from the Municipal Association of Victoria for 15 years of service as a councillor. And this goes to our wonderful councillor, Councillor Sophie Ramsey. 15 years. I don't know how she does it, and she's going up again for another four. I'm not sure if she's a glutton for punishment or if she just... I think local government is just... once you get into it, it gets in your blood, certainly, that's for sure. Well done, Councillor Ramsey, on your service as councillor to your community and your residents for 15 years. Your dedication and your hard work and your attendance is exceptional, and I wish you all the very best in the upcoming elections. You should be very, very proud of your 15-year achievement, and hopefully it'll be an extra four come
the next fortnight or so. But on behalf of the Municipal Association of Victoria, as the MAV delegate and as the Mayor as well, I'd like to present your certificate for 15 years of outstanding service. Yeah, absolutely. It's the last meeting, so we can...
This council is the best. The community is even better. And 15 years has gone past like that. I still feel like I'm 39. And I still look like I'm 39, so I'm going to keep batting for another 4 years. And do no one say you have to run again to get the 20, because I don't want to hear it yet. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillors, moving on to agenda number 15, notices of motion, and I believe we have none.
Correct.
Item number 16, councillors' questions without notice. Councillors, do we have any questions without notice? Councillor Dunn.
I may as well go out with a bang, and I'll have two questions that I keep firing because Mr. Bean decided that he missed it, and I did ask at the last meeting if I can have an update on Westwood Drive. And then my second question would be just an update to probably Maurie Haney. Sorry to put you on the spot about the Willows notice of motion, if there's been any more advancement on that.
So, Mr. Caligari, I'll respond in respect of Westwood Drive.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Westwood Drive, we're still in the process of gaining final approvals for the Westwood Drive Bridge. So Vic Roads are working on the Cultural Heritage Management Plan, and that should be in place over the next couple of months. And Melton City Council is working through some of the environmental approvals that we need in terms of working in the Corroit Creek around native vegetation and also the habitat there, and also some issues around sound requirements in terms of how we make sure we manage sound of the vehicles using that area. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
And who will be answering? Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. In regards to the Willows, yeah, there has been some movement. Obviously, as part of that report was formerly part of an EFT, a part-time EFT, which we just recruited only about a week and a half ago. So I think you'll see some movement within that space in the next few weeks. Thank you.
And we will keep you posted, Councillor Dunn. Any other questions without notice, councillors? Item number 17, motions without notice. Item number 18, any urgent business? Item number 19, any confidential business?
There is no confidential business this evening, Madam Mayor.
And item number 20, close of business. I declare the meeting closed at 8:03. Can I just thank you all for attending. Members of the gallery, I wish you all the very best. Please help yourself to some refreshments outside. Take care and God bless you.
David.
I did promise a member of the gallery that I will be joining you tonight, so yes, I will be. Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Well done, Madam Mayor.